From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New audio message suggests closer Al-Qaeda-Taliban alliance. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri appears to have pledged the group's loyalty to the new leader of the Afghan Taliban, a move that could strengthen both terror organizations as they fend off challenges from Islamic State. In a 10-minute audio recording that surfaced on the Internet Thursday, Zawahiri backs Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansour amid the infighting over the successor to the Taliban's deceased Supreme Commander Mullah Mohammad Omar. U.S. counterterrorism officials say they have no reason to believe it is not authentic. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens more were wounded. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Nigeria's president ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday as he swore in 4 new military chiefs in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. The militants have killed close to 1,000 Nigerians in raids and suicide attacks since Mr. Buhari was inaugurated. At least 50 people are dead from a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin. Chinese state media say 700 people were injured in the Wednesday blasts. Xinhua reports most of the casualties were migrant workers who live in nearby residential communities. Emergency personnel are continuing to search for the missing. And a team of more than 200 military specialists has been sent in from Beijing to assist in recovery efforts. This is VOA News.